All right. There's one of the unique halachot that Tishbav has is that there are dinim that relate to Erev Tishbav. We know that it's atypical. In other words, usually if you have a tanis, so the dinim of the tanis, the fast day, apply on the day of the fast day. They don't carry over to the day before. And yet here by Tishbav, we see when it comes to learning Torah, there's an Isur that's brought down. So let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, V'nagush lo lamod v'erev tishbav mechatzot v'elach. The minag is not to study Torah on Erev Tishbav. Let's say regularly you leave out this year where it's a Shabbos. Let's say Tishbav would be on Thursday. So it means from Wednesday, midday, to not study Torah. Kim Dvar Mu'utarim B'Tishbav. Only those things that one is permitted to study in Tishbav. We know in Tishbav we only study sad things, like there's a famous Sugya in Gittin, and there's also in Chelek, and the Sefer Eov, and sad things in Yirmiyah. Those are the sorts of things that we study on Tishbav. So the Ramah brings down that on Erev Tishbav from Chatzot, we should do the same way. And then the Ramah says, "V'lachenim chal b'Shabbat." If Tishbav or Erev Tishbav comes on Shabbos, ain omrim pirkei avot. We don't say pirkei avot. So why? The first question is, why should this be the case? We understand that we don't want to study Torah on Tishbav. What possible reason could there be not to study Torah on Erev Tishbav? So in the Dirush Mishmar, they quote from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wants to say that it's because a person is not like a light switch. In other words, he has to go into a period of avelus. So in avelus, you know, Chazal teaches that Torah is mesameach a person, but if I'm going to learn something, let's say I go through Chidushei Reb Chaim in the afternoon of Erev Tishbav, I'm still going to be thinking about it, and I'm going to still be in a joyous mood in Tishbav. So I want to prepare myself, you know, for Tishbav. That's the way the Chasam Sofer says. And the Chasam Sofer, therefore, maintains that even when Erev Tishbav is on a Shabbos like this year, so also a person shouldn't study Torah because he's obviously has to go into the Tanis, and he has to be in a certain frame of mind. Now, there's a big tumult the Poskim have about this. I'll just read through a little bit, and then I've been through it before, but we'll go it again. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not midin. Midin, midin. The five inuyim, which are rechitz, asicha, nilan asandal, tashvei shemita, achila. Those things are only on Tishbav. So midin, I'm allowed to study. He says, but the ikar tam, the person could study things that are permissible. Anyway, so a number of poskim seem to adopt it. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not miyish isach or neshpikvu mod alaminagazeh. There are some poskim that very much question this minhag. Rishon l'kol or Marshal. So the first and foremost is Rishal, Rav Shlomo Luria, who lived in the 17th century. He was an opponent of the Shulchan Aruch for reasons I can't get into now. So katfu lav shlomad ba'atzma l'char chatzot. They said concerning Rav Shlomo Luria that he himself would study Torah after chatzot on Erev Tishbav, b'tir gam l'acherim bazeh. And then he says, Gam ha-gra b'biro katav, the gra, the Vilna Gaon writes in his Beyur, he has hagod on orachayim, the chumri yaterahi. It's an excessive stringency, the Vilna Gaon says. And the Ma'amar Mordechai, that's Rav Mordechai Halberstadt, he lived in Germany in the 18th century. So the Mama Mordechai also has a whole arichus, and he says it causes a lot of people for bitul Torah. They don't study Torah because Chazal teach us in the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, in adam lomeid el makom shlibo chafetz. A person can only learn something that he wants to learn. In other words, if I'm not interested in mikvahot, it's very hard for me to get into Masechet Mikvahot, but there's an area in Halakha of everybody. This is a Masechta. Everybody should go through all of Shas, once and have an overview. And if you want to come to Afyomi, everybody's welcome. But to deal with the Eon, if I'm not interested in this topic, it's very hard for me to Eon something I'm not interested in. So he's saying, it leads people to be the Torah. If they're not interested, that's the Mama Mordechai. He says, so he also thinks should be lenient, and that's the way he would be noeg, and the Chayadam also says it's a chumrah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the mishra tzalat kel b'zayim ocham yadav. A person wants to be lenient with this and study Torah, we wouldn't protest. And then Then he talks about, let's say this year it's on Shabbos, so it's like another mitigating factor. So this year not only is it Erev Tishba, but it's Shabbos. So he quotes that the Taz is Mepakvik Ma'od Al Midel Libud Shabbos. The Taz is very much questions not learning on Shabbos, and he concludes, Halomi B'Shabbat Achar Chatzot, if a person learns Torah after Chatzot on Shabbos, he says, he didn't lose his reward for it. He says, and he says, so the Mishru says, so a person can rely on that. Even during the week, some people are mekil with this whole situation. Now, just 1 second. He brings down that in the Yeshiva of Radin, this is in the Yerushalayim Mishru, they quote, in the Yeshiva of Radin, where the Chafetz Chaim held sway, that they followed the Hora of the Chafetz Chaim to study on Erev Tishbav, like any other day, he says, and then he has some other mitigating factors. Now, a number of posts can bring down like this. Let's say I give a shiur every Shabbos afternoon, which I do. But let's say a person gives a shiur Shabbos afternoon. So if I don't give that shiur, that's like Avelis before Hesia. That's like a public mourning. So a person is never allowed to have Avelis before Hesia. So that's the kiss of death. So that's another kula, you would think. I mean, that's the way posts can bring down. But having said all that, the Chazon Ish was very much machmir on this. And he held, you know, you shouldn't learn after Chatzot. What's up?
Just a quick question. When Tishba, like this year, falls
on Shabbos,
Tishba falls on Shabbat, are any of the normal prohibitions in effect?
Okay, so it's a machloket poskim. I hope to speak about this on another day. It's talui in what I spoke about. Remember, we spoke about, is there Shavuot Shechalbo this year? In other words, when Tishba falls on a Shabbos, is there a halach of Shavuot Shechalbo, the week that Tishba falls in? So it's a machloket poskim. So it's talui. I'll talk about this at a later day. How do I understand? But according to some poskim, there are isurim this Shabbos. According to some poskim, there are some isurim, like debarim Shabbat Sinah would be no way. According to some poskim,
I just wanted to say, if none apply on Shabbat, then I would think it'd be very strange.
Yeah. All right. So it's talui. It's talui with local poskim. Okay. Now there's a famous story which I usually go over each year, and there's the. The Torah Tamima, where Baruch Halevi Epstein, when he was younger, when he was about 15, so he was traveling home, and he ended up in Minsk, and he was studying in the Volozhiner Yeshiva at the time, and then as things worked out, like he comes to this hotel, they give him like this like poor room, and then the Beis Halevi shows up. There's no room for the Beis Halevi, and they end up putting. And then the Beis Halevi, you know, is surprised that there's a Talmud from the Volozhiner Yeshiva. He says, "That's the room for me." So he's in the same room with the Torah Tamima, and then once everybody knows the Beis Halevi's in town, everybody's brother starts showing up to the room. And so the Torah Tamima wrote a book, Makor Baruch in Hebrew, but my uncle and Nasiv in English. It's not. I mean, the selections from it in the English part. So in it, among other things, he says that somebody showed up at the room who was half maskil, half from. In other words, he's like fluent with like Torah, but he's like one foot into the Haskalah, into the free thinking world. And he says to the Beis Halevi, he says, you know, I would expect somebody like you, Kocha de Hetera Adif. You know, the Chazal teach us that the chiddush, you know, a heter has much more of a chiddush. If I teach, in other words, it's easy to be machmir. I can always say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. That's easy. Anybody could say that. But kochet heter adif, like the Gemara has a klal, it's in Be'ah. I'm sure people remember from Be'ah and Daf Be'ez on Be'ez. So the Gemara says that the Tana would rather teach us the kochet heter when he teaches me the heter that's more of a chiddush. So he says, well, I hear a chumash from you. You never hear any heter. He says, no, I have a whole series of heter. I'm not going to go through all of them, but one of his heters is, he says, other people are, when Tishba falls out on Shabbos, so see, people are machmir not to study Torah. I'm mekil, I hold you can study Torah that day. That's one of my kulas. I feel you can study Torah that day. And he had a lot of other kulas as well. Anyway, but that's the thrust. Okay, anyway, so listen, this should be like the worst problem we have, that people are studying Torah on Halavai. People should study Torah every Shabbos. But believe it or not, I intend to give my daf yomi on Shabbos afternoon, and that's the way it's going. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Maybe you can have a question about the Sophia. Ich hoffe, man, es ist so wie